Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, I'm back. Michael Davis here, the Iron Jaw, and I got a funny story for you guys. So, ever since Kevin Durant came to the Golden State Warriors, I've been wanting to do a podcast. I don't think I could get my point across in an article so much as I could talking to you guys, letting you hear my voice, letting you hear my my voice. And this has gotten really weird. So I'm on a new computer. I'm actually on a shared computer right now. And actually, I wanted to do it at 3:30, but I had to do it live now. I had music in store. They didn't get that finished. And, you know, I haven't actually shared the link with you guys until I'm done recording. So I won't get any live viewers, but you're more than welcome, as you are right now, to go back and listen in your free time. First of all, I want to say pray for Dallas, pray for Baton Rouge, pray for St. Paul, and there's a lot of Civil War stuff going on. Civil War-like stuff going on in the world right now. And, guys, it's not going to stop. We've taken God out of our schools. We've taken God out of our universities. We've taken God out of everything. And that's what happens. This is what happens. This is chaos. This is why this is happening. Because nobody has morals right now. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about anybody else. And once we put God in the front of our society, we'll start to see some progress in the right direction. I want to give you a preview about what we're talking about. Kevin Durant, Golden State Warriors, he signed a one-year deal with an option for a second year. I actually predicted that on one of my articles, so you should check that out. And I also predicted he was going to leave Oklahoma City. He was going to leave Oklahoma City this year, or it would be next year. And happened to be this year. And a lot of people were surprised about that. And so we'll get to that. And I'll tell you why. Fans are to blame. And you're not going to like me at the end of this 30 minutes. And I actually hope we're recording. It says we are. It says I'm alive. Why haven't I done a podcast in a while? I want to address that. First of all, I've been confronted by several people to, hey, let's start a YouTube channel together. Hey, let's do a podcast together. Hey, let's create a site and write articles. And I'm going to be honest, guys. I'm a little recluse. I'm an introvert in some ways. Though I'll approach you in person and start a conversation with complete strangers, I've done that, by the way. Hilarious. I like working by myself. I like writing on my terms. I like podcasting on my terms. And quite frankly, I like talking whatever I want to say. And I like writing about whatever I want across. I'm just excited to do a podcast right now. We're about 4.5 minutes in, and I got a huge show in store for you guys. Won't last staying longer than 30 minutes, and I'm kind of upset with Blog Talk Radio right now, but I won't get into that. And, let's get going. So, for me to lay the groundwork with you, free agency started July 1st, which was 8 days ago. Today's July 9th, and there was all this frenzy. One of the first signings was Timothy Mozgov to the Lakers for a huge amount of money. Why? Because nobody was giving the Lakers call. Saul Whiteside's like, I won't meet with you. Al Horford's like, I won't meet with you. Nicholas Batum's like, I won't meet with you. You can call me. Call me. Maybe. Maybe. Lakers have lost that lure. But one of the biggest storylines was, where's Kevin Durant going? He met with the Heat. He met with the Warriors, obviously. He met with the Thunder. He met with the Clippers. He met with all these teams. He met with the Celtics. He met with Tom Brady. Tom Brady, an NFL quarterback, was so intrigued and so excited to have Kevin Durant in Boston, which Durant declined. Why? Because Kelly Olynyk showed up. What a great pull, Celtics. But Kevin Durant chose to sign with the Warriors, and it's been met with a lot of backlash because fans didn't like it, okay? And the reason I mentioned Mozgov earlier was because there's a salary cap rise. It went from $70 million to $94 million, and this has led to a lot of mediocre players getting a lot of money, okay? I'll be honest, poorly ran franchises are giving these mediocre guys tons of money. The Lakers are one of those with Timothy Mozgov and even Luol Deng, which I love Luol Deng. He's going to be a great defensive presence, a great mentor for Brandon Ingram, but he's not worth that amount of money. You won't see guys like Pat Riley sign guys to that much. You won't see the Spurs. Celtics, though they gave Al Horford that big contract, they're not going to overspend for a guy like Timothy Mozgov or Jared Bayless. Do you know Brooklyn and Philadelphia? I've gotten into that, and they're the two worst teams in the league last year. But when you don't have the mediocre players making the money and letting an inequality era run through the NBA, you have a potential to have a big three, all earning max money, and you also have the option of a big four. And that is what Kevin Durant did. That is what Golden State did. They're like, we were staying 3-9 last year. We lost in game 7 to the finals. We had the worst finals meltdown in history, being the only team to go up 3-1 in the finals and yet lose 3 straight games, 2 on their home court, and lose it eventually to the Cavs and LeBron, which I'm actually watching game 6 on TV right now. Yeah, it still stinks. So the Warriors went for a big four. Curry, Thompson, Durant, Green, and they added a lot of perimeter shooting by getting Durant. They've had to get rid of Harrison Barnes. They've had to get rid of Andrew Bogut. They actually had to let Festus Ezeli walk to Portland for virtually nothing in this day and age. So Durant chose to take less money to form a big four in Golden State. And now there's a lot of controversy about who's the star of the team, who's going to take the final shot. Well, any of those guys. Let's bring up something while we're still talking about money. Let's be honest for a second. The NBA and the team paying these players the salaries is not their major income. Curry, he's not getting paid that much right now. He'll get paid next year. But his main employer is Under Armour, okay? Kevin Durant's main employer is Nike. And there was a story that leaked that Nike wanted Kevin Durant to sign with the Warriors to upstage Curry and his fame with Under Armour. And so let me lay it down like this for you, okay? Your boss asked you to move location, okay? You may not want to. You like your home. You like where your family's at. But at the end of the day, they're writing the paycheck. So you kind of have to cave their demand and move. And I think that's exactly what Kevin Durant did. Is like, I don't want to lose Nike. I don't want to lose all that money, because not even a max contract with my own team will make up for that money. So when you, anytime you talk about free agents, you got to talk about the money, okay? But money hasn't been the driving force, okay? Because Kevin Durant could have taken a max contract anywhere, anywhere, including Oklahoma City. I say in my article, the smartest business move, perhaps a LeBron business move, would be a 1-1 deal. And then sign for the max next year with any team. Make him the most money. But he wants a ring, and he wants it now. And he wasn't going to get that with Russell Westbrook. But let's be honest. Westbrook and Durant have been, they're two superstars, but they don't mesh well. This has been out there for years. They even had new coach in Billy Donovan, and they still don't play well together. Yes, they were one win out three games from the NBA Finals, but Thunder weren't winning that NBA Finals. They weren't. Durant saw the painting on the wall, the writing. I haven't done this in a while, guys. I'm losing my breath. Durant saw he was not going to win a ring in Oklahoma City. As long as Westbrook and were teammates, they weren't winning. They had perhaps the deepest team in all of the NBA this year, and yet they didn't win it. So he's like, okay, I'm going to bounce. And when you imagine looking at your best opportunities, you're going to go to that best opportunity no matter what anyone else thinks. But social media and fans have created this horrible landscape in the NBA where the only thing that matters is rings, championships, okay? LeBron got killed because 7 years in Cleveland, he hadn't won a title. He chose to go to Miami where he could win a title, two, went four straight finals, and people killed him without a ring. And when LeBron got the first ring, people were like, oh, you don't have two rings. And, you know, that's been the thing about LeBron. But there's a bias to this because LeBron came to Miami and they played the Dallas Mavericks in 2011 finals. Dirk Nowitzki's been in the league for over a decade at that time, right? He's entering his 19th season with the Mavs now. He had been with one team. He never chased the money. He always took pay cuts for the team. And he won his first ring in Dallas with his own team. He did it the right way, that fans say. Do we ever talk about Dirk? Do we ever talk about Dirk as one of the greats? He's like fifth on all-time scoring list. He has a ring. You know, he stayed with his team throughout. He's loyal, yet we never talk about him. We never talk about him in the light of Tim Duncan. We never talk to him in the light of Larry Bird, though they're similar players. Dirk Nowitzki hasn't been the most talked about big man in his state. Others are Tim Duncan. Others are LaMarcus Aldridge, who, by the way, went to the Spurs to get a title because he wasn't winning one in Portland. And you also had Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard's been more talked about than Dirk has over the last few years. So, fans, what do you want? I mean, do you want a guy to stink for all his career and never get a ring, and then people are going to look back at you and say, well, you never got a ring. You never got a championship. You're just a mediocre player who meant nothing to the game of basketball. Do you want that? I mean, because Dirk Nowitzki is a model. He is the model for what fans have been clamoring for. Win a ring with the team that drafts you. Be loyal. Don't go chase a ring. And yet, I heard fans talking this week, well, Dirk should sign with Golden State. That would be a great fit. And do you guys see what's messing you up right here? I mean, and let's be honest, players want to go play in California. Players want to go play in Texas. Players want to go play in Florida. Players will go to Boston and play. But you know where they won't go? Utah. New Orleans. Charlotte. And Oklahoma City. In Durant's 9 years in the league, and they had Durant and Westbrook this entire time, and they moved to Oklahoma City. Who wanted to play for Oklahoma City? I mean, seriously, you got B or C players saying, okay, I'll take a lot of money in Oklahoma City. They got Durant. They got Westbrook. Okay, big-time centers are not asking to go play in Oklahoma City. Big-time shooting guards aren't asking to go play in Oklahoma City. Durant was not going to win a championship in Oklahoma City, no matter how you guys split it. Remember, Durant's been to one finals. One finals appearance. And it was against LeBron James and the Miami Heat, in which LeBron won. And the storyline was Kevin Durant choked. Why? He had to do everything for this team. He even had to get him out of bad spots that Russell Westbrook got him in. And don't get me wrong. I like Westbrook. I thought he should have been the MVP 2 years ago. People don't agree, but whatever. He's an amazing talent, but he doesn't make the right decisions and he didn't mesh well with Kevin Durant. So when you have Kevin Durant, nobody's put themselves in Kevin Durant's shoes. You've given this team 9 seasons. This is why I backed up LeBron James leaving Cleveland the first time and why I dispute him for going back, okay? LeBron gave Cavaliers 7 seasons. Their front office did them nothing. Nothing, okay? Oklahoma City's gotten lucky. They've been able to keep Westbrook. They've been able to keep Durant for 9 years, you know, and they've been able to get Enes Kanter and Steven Adams, who weren't big at all when they came to Oklahoma City, and they've sort of shined when the spotlight's on them in the playoffs. But they're not a free agent you'd build your team around. Not Kanter, not Adams, And let's remember, Thunder got rid. Remember this. The Thunder got rid of James Harden. Okay? People are like, oh, well, he wouldn't have re-signed anyway. I actually can't remember what they got for him. Kevin Martin, who didn't stay either. I mean, if you're so serious about winning, go through the season. You're still a playoff contender at that time. You're probably one of the – and see how it goes. See if you can convince Harden into it. And maybe, maybe, just maybe, trade Westbrook instead. But no. See, but as fans, we put too much pressure on stars. We put too much pressure on Kevin Durant. We put too much pressure on LeBron James. And you know what? This isn't going to end because Anthony Davis is in his second contract, and it's not going to be good enough when he leaks because he's like, we're not winning a title in New Orleans with the Pelicans. People are going to hate him for that too. Why? Because fans have created – they've created this, oh, I just want to chase rings. Because in the end, that's all you're judged by. You're not judged by your stats. You're not judged by how you carry the team on your back. You're not judged by incredible 40, 50, 60-point performances in the regular season and in the playoffs. You're not judged on how you defend the greats in the game. You're judged by how many rings you have on your, okay? But you hate when players go elsewhere to where they have a better opportunity. They still put the work in, guys. This finals, the finals next year is not set in stone. I would beg a differ that the Cavaliers, and people know me, I don't want to say this, but the Cavaliers are favorites right now. Why? Because the Warriors had to give up depth. They gave up Leandro Barbosa. They gave up Festus Ezeli. They gave up Harrison Barnes. They traded Andrew Bogut, which, for the record, Bogut was the only reason the Warriors – well, not the only reason, but a huge part of that finals. Curry wasn't. Curry was great in the regular season. But it was Bogut that kept the Warriors in it, that gave them a 3-1 lead. The physical play of Draymond Green and Andrew Bogut had the Warriors on the brink of back-to-back championships. Bogut's out, Green gets suspended in a game, and the Cavaliers find their groove inside the paint, which is where LeBron dominates. Look, LeBron and the Heat had a rivalry with the Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference playoffs. Who did the Pacers have? They had a rising star in Paul George, who I think is still one of the best and should be considered one of the top players in the league. What do you think if he leaves for a title? Because he's never talked about. Why? Because his team doesn't surround him. Now, they've done a good job surrounding him this offseason, but they also fired his head coach. But the Pacers team a few years back had David West and Roy Hibbert. Not flashy players, not the stars like Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, but they had physical big men inside that prevent LeBron James, who was in his peak physically with the Heat. They prevented him from going inside, and that's what gave them the most trouble. So how do we fix it? First of all, fans just need to make up their mind, okay? Do you want mediocre players getting big-time money? You don't? Okay. Do you want big fours established in pursuit of championships? No? Okay. So what? Do you want every player to stay at his crummy team and just hope there's a luck in the air like Dirk Nowitzki had? I don't think so. Dirk had his ring. He's never talked about. LeBron has three rings now, and he's considered one of the greatest. And LeBron did it, by the fans' perception, the wrong way. But I've never understood why fans won't allow a player to exercise the free agent market, the free agency opportunity to choose where you play. Should you never leave McDonald's? Do you want to stay loyal to McDonald's, or do you want to go work at a fancy restaurant and make good tips? Why should I hate you for leaving McDonald's and going to a fancy restaurant? You're still making money at McDonald's. You still have a job. You're still paying the bills. Or we can do this. Fans need to make up their mind. Or the NBA needs to fix the salary cap and max contract. Raise the max contract. Raise the minimum players can make. Or just narrow down the salary cap. Put it in expansion teams or whatever have you. And I've talked for 27 minutes, give or take. And this has been an awful podcast, by the way. But thank you for bearing with me. Guys, I get butterflies and I get nervous each time I try to podcast to you. I want to briefly talk about Dwayne Wade's departure from Miami. I got 2 minutes. Everyone was shocked, probably more so than Durant leaving, that Dwayne Wade left Miami for Chicago. First of all, Chicago's been his home. Chicago is the team he looked up to. So imagine me going to play for the Dallas Cowboys. I'd jump on that. I don't care if I was loyal to the Atlanta Falcons for 13 years. I want to go play for Dallas if they're offering me a contract and they're offering me money. Pat Riley made the best business decision, and this is why fans don't run it. Fans would make the emotional decision, okay? I'm an emotional guy, and I still have Dwayne Wade on my NBA 2K team at 37 years old. That's not how to run a business, guys. Let's be honest. Fans would be horrific running the franchise. And Pat Riley made the best business move. He saves the money. He may match the offer for Tyler Johnson, who I think has tremendous, tremendous upside. And reminds me a little of Wade's style when it comes to that slasher type, cutting to the basket. And they also have a young core. They re-signed Hassan Whiteside, which totally shocked me. And they have Justice Winslow. They have Josh Richardson. They still have Chris Bosh if healthy. And if they prove he's healthy, then they can trade him. So, guys, thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully I get back to it in the future and knock some of this rust off. Okay, guys, thank you. Like my Facebook page, Michael Davis. And, hey, share this with your friends. Even if it's bad, they can see my other work. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm going to go try to get my voice back. Okay, guys? God bless.